Blog Talk Radio.
Future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history.
Hello?
Since the beginning of time.
Hello?
It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not public. Its mistakes are buried, not headlines. Its dissenters are silent, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
A part of that plan, of course, is to induce the gradual surrender of American sovereignty, piece by piece and step by step.
Look at the young man by
at the women crying. Look at the young men dying. Things they've always done before.
Everybody, how you doing tonight? Joseph Gibson, podcasting live here, understanding the times in which you live today on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, I got my grandmother listening tonight. I don't know where a couple of my other supporters are. I think one of them said they had phone trouble, so who knows. But, the people are gone. You know, Mike from Wisconsin, him and his wife used to tune in years ago. I remember they were faithful supporters. Joe from Florida. Red there from Brantford, Connecticut. You know, they're all gone. They're gone. That's how many years we've been on here. You know, we've seen people come and go. And, they it's like a merry-go-round, you know. The foundation of this show has basically slipped away. We've moved on to other things. But I was thinking, you know, how we started out the course of this podcast. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because I'm looking into other venues to podcast. Podbeam seems very, very tedious, the way the studio is set up, but their algorithms and everything, the way they got it promoted. You know, you can get a million downloads on your podcast. You know, you can't do that on Blog Talk Radio. I mean, but I don't see anywhere where you can get live call-ins, you know, where you can talk to live people. So I don't know. I'm studying it now, and it's so you got to watch webinars to, you know, it's a whole different type of studio setup, but Podbeam, that's something. And I can port this show over to there, too. So, I'm not that well-versed in computers, so I don't know too much about them. So it's very difficult to, handle that type of technology when you don't know what you're doing. But I do know how to talk, though. And so what we're going to do here tonight is we're going to try to get a hold of a particular important somebody here. That we've done this in the past, and we were able to get a hold of her office. And, if you missed my show from the NSM platform the other night, we did our famous Federal Reserve routine where we call people and ask them if they accept Federal Reserve notes. A hit there, and a couple people, of course, called in and yelled at me. But the next time I'm on the NSM, I've got a very, very special surprise. I did this years ago on my show, and I'm telling you, you guys are going to love it. So go to the NSM, the National Socialist Movement's network, media network there, and listen to my show next time I'm on, and you guys are going to love what I got in store for you. I mean, it's going to be something that really is, and it's not funny in a way. It is funny because of your reaction, but this way, it's you're losing your, they shouldn't be allowed to do this type of stuff. And we're going to show how the system really discriminates against the white man. And it's going to be very, very, because all this, the systematic racism is really against the white man today. I mean, that's what's really happening out there. If you say you're white and proud, you're shunned. Ooh, ooh, whoa, don't say that. You're going to offend somebody, you know. So we're going to prove that, and it's going to be really good. It's going to be a really, really exciting show. So I did it years ago on this podcast. But like I said, I got my grandmother listening tonight, and I always think back to when we did the show. Like I said, to reiterate what I was saying, the Mike is gone, his wife is gone, Joe from Florida is gone, the many remember Red from Brantford, like I said, a couple few others that were listening, that they're all gone. They're not here, no more support. And so the foundation of the show has changed. So I'm trying to look at other venues. That Podbeam, like I said, is very, very tedious. But the amount of, you can always come up with new material if you got the fan base. See, Blog Talk Radio, you really don't have a fan base. The RSS feed, it doesn't go anywhere. It goes on my Facebook, and then I got up, or Twitter, social media platforms, and they listen over the internet. Many people do throughout the country and through the world, but, it's just, you're not going to get, what I have, all-time listens, I got 16,000, okay? That's what those stats sheet says on my dashboard, 16,000. I go over to this other one, you're talking a million. You can get a million worldwide. So, unlimited bandwidth. I mean, so this is, I don't know how that works. Maybe, but setting up a studio, I don't know. I'm watching the webinars, and I just don't know if I'm going to be able to handle it or not. I'm not too smart when it comes to that computer stuff. But, you know, we'll see what happens, you know. But let's see here. Let's do my call, Ruthie. No, we're not going to be doing the Federal Reserve notes tonight, but this is going to be a little more serious. I think they're still open out there. We'll see. Give them a call. And then I've got a couple other things here lined up, and I'll take some calls. And if I don't get anything interesting, we'll wrap it up early. But, you know, this is the call out to the Republic here. They say tomorrow is the big day. Pence gave his big speech today, and everyone's getting gearing up. Everybody's talking about it. It's the talk of the land. You know, the revolution here, is this really going to happen? Is this going to happen? What's going to happen? How are we? Is Trump going to be president, or is it going to be Biden? I don't know. But maybe this person can give me an answer. We'll find out. We'll see if they're open.
Hi, you have reached the office of U.S. Senator Kamala D. Harris. Our office is currently in a telework posture in order to help ensure that we are all doing our best to achieve full preparedness in conjunction with our office's emergency action plan. It's critical that everyone stays informed about the COVID-19 coronavirus and what you can do to protect yourself from it and other illnesses. If you have any questions, please be sure to speak with your healthcare provider and visit the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's website on the coronavirus. If you're calling to request information about a pending case with our office and have access to email, please email us at casework_harris@harris.senate.gov and provide your name, zip code, and phone number, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. If you do not have access to email, please leave your name, zip code, number, and a brief detailed message. Our office will get back to you as soon as we can. If you're calling to express any opinions or concerns, please leave your name, zip code, number, and a brief detailed message. Our office will get back to you as soon as we can. If this is...
Basically, what that means is they're not going to get back to you because they changed their options. Usually, you used to be able to get a hold of somebody. I can't understand what he was saying in the beginning there. I'll try the Los Angeles office. Maybe they're open. I'll try that one. That was the San Francisco office. So, you know, we'll see what happens here. But if I get the same spiel, then they obviously changed everything because of this COVID. And you know, nobody's working. Everyone's sitting at home doing nothing and getting paid for it. You know, that's what's going on. So let's try this one.
Hi, you have reached the office of U.S. Senator Kamala D. Harris. Our office is currently in a telework posture in order to help ensure that...
What the hell is that, telework posture? What does that mean? I have no clue what that means at all. None. All right, let me try one more office here and then see. Obviously, like all the offices then, you're not going to get a hold of anybody. Because they're not... Then I've already emailed them and tried to get them on here and everything. They just ignore you. You know, so you're not going to get a hold of anybody. That's just a, you know, that's your government, folks, you know, and that's what you get. So we're going to try changing that this week. That's what I thought. So we'll see what happens. All right, let's try this one here, and then I got a couple other things lined up here for you. Hopefully you don't give me the same spiel.
Hi, you have reached the office of U.S. Senator Kamala D. Harris. Our office is currently in a telework posture in order to help ensure that we are all joined.
Shut up. Oh, boy. All right. Let's see here. Let's call this. All right. Oh, let's see. Global Patriot Network. I was going to call you guys up, but I've got this first one here lined up. We'll see what we got here. This is another show here, actually. They know I'm going to call. I think this one is the one I notified that I was going to call. They said, okay, so we'll see what I get here and see what happens. And then I'll open up the phone line. Say the phone number is 657-383-0616, and you can talk about what's going on, what's happening out there, what's the scuttlebug, what's going on with the word here, the revolution. You know, is Pence going to do the right thing tomorrow, or is it you know, what's going to happen? Let's see here. Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Elected. We know the probability of the low number of absentee ballots that were rejected is 1 in 10,000. That's the probability that you would have numbers like we had in Georgia in November. So until somebody looks at that, I've been calling for weeks to object to the electors because in the state of Georgia, I don't believe that we should have certified this election yet.
Are you concerned that that may discourage voters from coming out?
All right, that's an interview going on. That's not Global Patriot Network. That was another one. Okay, we'll try this one right here. See if they connect me here. Global Patriot. That was the wrong one. That was another show. They're doing their thing. I'm not going to sit there and listen to their stuff. Let's see here. Is it 319? Yeah, 319, I think it is. All right, 527. I was trying to find Tim Tapp show there. I remember I did an interview with him years ago, and he's got a pretty good show there. And all right, here we go. Let's try the Global Patriot Network, see if they're ready for me here, see if they can get me on there.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold, and you will be able to listen to the show.
Administration. They talk about old white men in the Republican Party. Most of the Democrats are average age is 70. Okay, the Republicans' average age is 50.
And people forget
all seriously uninformed.
Yeah, Uncle Joe, who likes to sniff women's hair, his son Hunter Hunter on the. It's a crime family. He's on the take. He's got the laptop. The laptop.
Right, they got me muted right now, folks.
By the FBI.
2 years they held it. Yep.
Yeah. And there's some nasty stuff on there, too, that should have been enough to bring down the whole Biden crime family.
Mm-hmm. And here's another thing. You know, once President Trump takes office.
I can't press one, guys.
I'm saying that in a positive way.
I better send him a message.
We have to think positive here and the forces that be and God's hand and his will. But the American people, it's not over after that. We still have to continue to fight in order to primary these people out, to get rid of the globalists. I mean, there's just so much work to be done afterwards, and we still can't rest and say, okay, good, he got his four office, you know, his former
years. That's my message there.
No, we still have lots of work to do, but
they got
I think
a full chat room.
People will be rejuvenated once he takes office again on the 20th. So,
from your
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct on that. You know, the media has conditioned Americans, and Al Coyne used the word conditioned several weeks ago, a couple of months ago, actually, and it's just a proper word because the media is conditioning Americans to believe a certain way, and you said it. Well, you're going to be conditioned to accept the results, and once you accept the fraudulent results of the election – then there's no turning back, and you could sit there and say, you see, there was no voter fraud. But the election was certified. Excuse me, but like you said, there are Democrats who also signed sworn affidavits under the prospect of perjury and imprisonment, who also put their necks on the line to say, hey, we don't like the way this election was conducted, and we saw evidence of voter fraud, and the media has spiked the stories. And why should we accept these outcomes when in fact we know for certain that there was fraud? I mean, it's the conditioning of Americans, and it's exactly what the media wants. They want you to be conditioned that there was Russian collusion. They want you to be conditioned that there was quid pro quo, and now they're conditioning us to say, hey, there was no fraud. There's no fraud.
Well, and I call it television programming.
Yeah,
let me turn on my favorite program. Uh-huh.
Everybody be good chimpanzees. Yay. Here's your banana.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. I just wanted to bring up that example because I thought it was a really good one as far as a comparison.
It really was. Plug your show, please.
Thank you. Suzette Live on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Ideas Are Bulletproof Network. And you can find, me and others, because sometimes, of course, I have guests on. It's a good show. I try and do my best. So come by, take a listen, join the chat, and have some fun.
Fantastic. And that's Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mm-hmm.
Pacific Standard Time. Oh, my gosh. Now,
yes,
I have to do my math. Hold on a second. Pacific Standard Time is what? Oh, wait a minute. That's 3 hours difference, right?
Eight Eastern, yes.
All right. There we go. Thank you. Oh,
thank
you.
Bye-bye.
You know, us public
Happy
school
New Year.
Kids. Hey,
Happy New
Year
to
you,
and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Wow.
She's a
that
good
was fantastic.
And a good
yeah,
she, great show.
She's, you know what? It's Suzanne just makes some really good points, and she's very clear and concise with her with her questioning, which is great. We are being conditioned. We are being conditioned. Al, that was absolutely an excellent term to use. We are being conditioned. And boy, we are being conditioned right now. Holy cow. Jeez. Well,
it's the amazing power of the media. That's the only way that it's possible is because of the media. And hopefully out of all this, President Trump, there are some rumors that he may be starting his own media network. And to hopefully to put Bloomberg out of business is his motivation.
Well, that's going to be
Fox. Yeah, because Fox is gone the other way. Now, I don't know about you, but I watch OAN and Newsmax.
Yeah, I watch Newsmax. You know what? We do have another hold on. We got another call on the line. He can't push one. Got it. And it's Joseph Gibson's on the
unmuted.
Line, I believe. Hey, Joe, Happy New Year.
Tonight.
Welcome.
Happy New Year to you.
Hi there.
Good. How about yourself?
Happy New Year.
Doing all
What's
right. I'm actually
mind?
Podcasting right now live, simulcasting with you guys. I'm actually listening to your show. So I was just and that last caller there, I recognized that voice. So I was just listening. I just wanted to let you know that I was on there listening. And I just wanted to know if, real quick, while I got my listeners connected with your listeners now, I was just wondering what your opinion is with this. Do you think Pence is going to step up to the platform and do the right thing this week? Or was that his speech today and that was his basically, you know, put your trust in God. There's nothing else we can do about it.
Al, you want to take that?
Go ahead.
You know what? My wife and I were actually talking about that. And I think I would be surprised if Pence doesn't accept the objections of the senators. I would be very, very surprised, only because he put his trips on hold. He came back to D.C. He remained in D.C. and he gave a speech today. And the type of speech he gave today would not be one where he would, I don't know, would you say sell out the president of the United States and embrace fraud?
I agree. I agree with you 100%. You know, but what happened? Now, he doesn't sell out the president. He rejects these electors, their certification for Biden or what happens? What do you think? This country is, excuse me, split right down the middle. I mean, the Antifas, the George Soros crew out there, they'll start burning down, smashing up businesses, doing what they do. And, you know, the military, of course, might come in. That's what I heard. And the National Guard, whatnot. But, you know, we'll have a lot of civil unrest. What will happen, you think, in your opinion, though? What will be the end result? Will Trump have the next 4 years, or will we just go into abyss, basically. I mean, see, America is just basically, and, China is waiting on standby, too. You know, and just all this is coming at us in America right now. We do need God more than ever, but what do you see in for the next 4 years, if that does happen?
Well, my thought is that if it's done constitutionally and the president is reelected constitutionally due to the fraud, and if there is violence and that can be easily squashed, Antifa, Black Lives Matter are not – they're only formidable opponents because the police on the street have been told to stand down from their Democratic mayors because they have to follow their leaders, their political leaders. The chief of police cannot make that decision of what and what not to do. So I think that that will be squashed immediately. And, yes, there will be unrest, but everybody knows that there's fraud. I don't think the Democrats will fight it. The only question is, do the American people have the free will and the testicular fortitude to fight? And if there's going to be 500,000 plus people at D.C. on Wednesday, I think that's going to send a very strong signal. What do you think?
It's not an issue of being it's like it's never happened before. I mean, it has happened before. 1876, Rutherford B. Hayes and Samuel Tilden. Tilden got got the popular vote, so to speak, and it went back to the Senate, and the Senate president tossed aside three states where there was voter fraud. So this is not an unprecedented situation that we're in. It's just that Trump is hated so much by the establishment that they want to make this into a new era. This is new. We're in uncharted territories. No, we're not. No, we're not. And our founders knew that things like this could happen. So
that's an awesome point you just made right there, how the founders framed the Constitution, how they foresaw these problems happening, and how they gave us the tools to correct it. The problem is will the people correct it? You know, that's a great point. That's,
right.
Yeah. Wow.
What do you
think?
Hey,
I want to thank you for having me on your podcast here and taking my
What do you think? What are you telling your listeners?
I'm going to tell you right now from what I've heard and from the people that have called in, the sources that have given me intel throughout the past few months, and my people know that we called this and we about the voting machines. We predicted this. We predicted the global reset that's happening right before our very eyes. That's what they have planned if Biden can get in there. And basically what I see is that if Pence does do the right thing, that was the question I did, and I believe he will. In his heart, he wants to, but does he have the backing and the will of the people behind him? I don't know about that. I don't have that feel from everybody because everybody's living their lives like they do. Everybody's worried about the football. Everybody's right. Worried about the entertainment still. Everyone, you know, but there is a core of people. There is a nucleus of people out there that the patriot community, like your listeners, are out there who are well-informed, who know what's going on and are ready. The question is we need a little bit more, I guess you could say, that oomph behind us. And I think that
right.
We can really get Trump back in there.
Joe, thank you so much for calling in and simulcasting us. I really do appreciate that. And plug your show, please.
Yeah, Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today, blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. And I'm on right now, 657-383-0616. Thank you.
Amen, man.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate that. And all the best to you. And let's see what happens on January the 6th.
Amen. God bless you guys.
All right. Take care.
God, we're muted.
2 minutes left. Didn't mean to cut him off either. It's going to be interesting. Boy, we are in historic times, and you be safe in Washington, D.C., Al, and anybody else who's going to be there on January the 6th. Thank
you. All right, everybody. Joseph Gibson here, back live here on my show. That was pretty interesting, huh? How we simulcast there. It made me reconnect my chat room. And, hey, man, that's how we go. You know, there's other podcasts out there doing what we do and trying to awaken the people. And there's not a bunch of tones out there and internet friends and these other people out there that are just out there for entertainment and whatnot, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with having your entertainment podcast and whatnot. But when you call and harass shows like ours and try to dissect from the platform and take away from the meaningful speakers that we have on this show that we have had and try to attack us, and, you know, because I remember, like I said, I brought it up in the beginning of my show, the original platform that I started with the support that I had. It was basically a family-orientated show. And then the internet trolls basically infiltrated, and we began going off into another direction, into an abyss of, nonsense. You know, we had the MandelaCons on, which MandelaCon wasn't too bad. He had his messages. It was the same repetitious message where he had no real foundation or base or backing himself, you know, his people's revolution. He couldn't verify anything. He would never be asked. He would never answer any questions. But if you remember, you know, well, we had Chewbacca there from the Black Panther movement. You know, hey, he was right on about the government from Oakland, California. He knows his stuff. You know, throughout the years, we had the Captain on here. I remember years ago, the Freedom Network there. So, you know, we've done a lot over the years. And here we are. We've been warning about this, and that. And here we are. The New World Order is ready to take its center stage here, ready to formulate its one world government, have total control. The vaccine out there is changing your DNA. To get into specifics about that, we've done that too.
you know, I've put videos up on my Facebook there where people taking the vaccine all of a sudden got sick and bam, you know, they're all done. So it is true. So it's not misinformation. Now, are people surviving from the vaccine? Yes, like I told you, it's changing your DNA, but for what reason? What is the reason? Well, to have what? Control. And I believe it's eventually to get the RFID, 5G network, all that to coincide and entangle with the monetary system that they're setting up, a digital crypto type of currency where, hey, I demonstrated this also, where you call Spectrum or Amazon Live, and I've done this, and you're just another phone number. You're just another customer. They don't care if you come or go. But I'll tell you what, when they have a monopoly and total control over your geographical area, like me here in Stokesdale, North Carolina, Spectrum is the only provider for internet. You have to do what they say. You have to pay what they want, and they bind you to these contracts that you know nothing about. They're one-sided, lopsided, and you agree. You have to agree, and they get your payment information, and they get you call in from a certain telephone number. Oh, this is your account associated with that number. No, I'm using my friend's phone. You know, and then you screw up your friend's account, and all that. They've done this on purpose to create disorder, to have their hey. This one system that we've got here can eliminate all these spoof caller IDs that you get, all these telemarketers, all this identity theft, because identity theft is continuously the fastest growing crime around the world today. And that is not without reason, folks. There is a reason behind it and for it. And this is what we're getting set up. Now, I brought up China, too, on that call there where I called up there. China, the white, you know, the Chi-Coms there, they're in this too. And China, let me tell you something, China is a terrible, terrible country. Their Marxist communist garbage is they don't have no respect for human life whatsoever. And it's all about the state. And the state is your God. And you will obey the state. Now, I don't know where everyone stands on the religious aspect, I'm getting tongue twisted here, but the religious aspect of everything, but we've gone over that throughout the years too, where I've had pastors come on here and doctors and theologians come on here and explain everything and why the events are shaping up the way they are, because there is a God and there is a higher power, your creator. Now, what you believe in, you know, that's always, we're going to go round and round and round, but that's not what we're really here for, is we're just here to try to bring you the facts as we know it, and then you make your own individual decisions, because that's what liberty and freedom is all about. And they hate that. The globalists hate that, okay? So, and their main objective is to shut down your individual liberty and freedom and enslave you to the state. All right, everybody? So, the phone number is 657-383-0616. Press the number 1, and I will bring you on. I will be back in about 2 minutes.
The finest people. Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Oh, the English are too many.
I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Killed men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arms.
William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Right? Against that? No! We will run!
And we will live. Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your bed, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
The very word secrecy is...
All right, everybody, Joseph Gibson podcasting here live, understanding the times in which you live today. Before I go, if there's any callers out there who want to press, I did have just kicked off about seven of you that, like I said, we don't need to play games here with the serious stuff that we have here on the table. But let me read from you from the many people don't understand it or don't understand the Constitution. I got a couple questions here for that, but let me read to you. Okay, the electors shall meet in their respective states and vote by ballot for president. Okay. Vice president, one of whom at least shall not be an inhabitant of the same state with themselves. This is from the Constitution, okay? They shall name in their ballots the person voted for as president, okay? And in distinct ballots, the person voted for as vice president, as they shall make distinct lists of all persons voted for as president and all persons voted for as vice president. End of the number of votes, okay? And for each which list they shall sign and certify and transmit sealed to the seal of the government of the United States, directed, okay, to the president of the Senate. The president, okay, of the Senate shall in the presence and the House of Representatives open all the certificates, and the votes shall then be counted, okay. The person having the greatest number of votes for president shall be the president. If such number be a majority of the whole number of electors appointed, and if no person have such majority, then from the persons having the highest numbers, not exceeding three on the list of those voted for as president, the House of Representatives shall choose immediately by ballot and president. But in choosing the president, the votes shall be taken by states, the representation from each state, having one vote, a quorum. For this purpose shall consist of a member or members from two-thirds of the states, and a majority of the states shall be necessary to a choice. And if the House of Representatives shall not choose a president, whenever the right of the choice shall be devolved upon them before the fourth day of March next following,
the next following, then the vice president shall act as president, as in the case of the death or constitutional disability of the president. The person having the greatest number of votes as a vice president shall be the vice president, and if the number shall be the majority of the whole number of electors appointed. And if no person have a majority, then from the two highest numbers on the list, the Senate shall choose the vice president. A quorum for the purpose shall consist of the two-thirds of the whole number, and shall be necessary to a choice, but no person constitutionally ineligible to the office of president shall be eligible to that of the vice president of the United States. Okay? Now it goes on and on and on about the qualifications of the electors and how the ballots are counted and how it's tabulated and how the delegates are – I mean, how the delegates then choose the electors and how this all proceeds. Now, if there's any type of fraud or if there's any type of doubt or any type of conspicuous, like, for instance, these sworn affidavits that I read to you guys weeks ago right after the election that people, you know, I had about 240 of them that were emailed to me. Sworn affidavits of voter fraud, okay, where these electors, our constituents down there in these states, I think it was Michigan, it was Michigan and Ohio that I had these affidavits from. Okay. Oh, excuse me, Georgia and Michigan. And there was testimony, affidavits of people who were throwing away ballots. They were taking the ballot. For instance, you go vote, you hand your ballot to the elector there, or the you know, where you vote at, and they go and they're supposed to scan it. Well, they were taking the ballots and they were throwing them away if you voted for Trump. Okay. So, I mean, there was, 2,650 of them found in the back of a van, I think it was. Also, there was one report there. There's sworn affidavits. That means I'm going in to the prosecutor, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and I'm saying, hey, I saw this. I'm an elector. I saw this happening. Or I did this. Or the Democratic Party told me to do this. This person told me to do this. That, folks, is voter fraud. Therefore, we don't have an honest election in that state. And in that state, I was just telling you about Michigan and Georgia, that's where this happens. So therefore, there has to be what? They can't have those electors have their delegates certified to put Biden in there, because there was fraud for those two states that I said. Now, then when we happened in other states too. It happened in North Carolina, Nevada, Arizona, you know, many other states. So therefore, those states then can't pick the president. There has to be a constitutional process of basically a do-over of look, it didn't happen. The election was fraudulent. And if you have a fraudulent election, then how can our foundations stand? How can our foundations be solid? How can we stand on any type of honesty or truth? How can we, as a people, how do we wake up the next day after picking Biden, knowing that Trump should have been elected and that people had a reason and an agenda to twist this election? No matter if you hate Trump, no matter if you hate Biden, no matter who you hate, if they're elected dishonestly, what the heck is the purpose? Why are we a country of laws? Because that's the bottom line here. We are a constitution, republic. We are a republic. We are a country of laws. And we have to abide by those laws. We can't have people watering down the laws, bending the laws to suit their agenda and squashing out the voices of those who voted for what they wanted their views to be represented as by our politicians. And that's our politicians' job. They're to represent the views of us, we the people. No matter how few, no matter how many, it doesn't matter. Each and every vote is supposed to count, okay? I was watching today Fox News, and the guy says, when they were doing that Georgia thing, the conversation there. I don't like to get into details with the corporate news media because it's all a bunch of garbage anyway. But the guy says, well, Trump called me, and he said there were 2,000 fake votes of dead. There were 2,000 people that voted that were dead. And we said, we did a recount, and there was only two. Okay, so that makes it okay then? No, if there was only two, then that would tell you right there something is wrong. How can two dead people vote? So there was fraud going on there. It doesn't matter about the number. It doesn't matter. There was fraud going on there. And if there's any type of fraud, like I just told you earlier, then that is null and void. That's gone. Throw it out. The whole bundle of apples is gone. It's all rotten. You don't pick out the good ones and put the good, you know, and say, okay, we'll just take these. No, everybody counts. That's our republic. We're not a democracy. The majority rules. Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. That's not what we are. That's not what we are. And if we deny that, if we say that we are a democracy and we allow this. And we, all the people don't say, whether we disagree or agree, if we allow this, then we're not a country of laws anymore. It's the law of the jungle, and it's the rich and the powerful and the elites. They control us, and they tell us what to do, no matter how much you shout and yell. There's no more Constitution. You have no more First Amendment. Screw the Second Amendment. Screw the Fourth Amendment. You know, you're not no longer safe in your homes. You can come in and search anytime you want. You know, there's no more Fourth Amendment. There's no more Second Amendment. Give up your guns. You know, you're not a right. You don't have a right to have a gun, a firearm. You don't have a right to speak up, First Amendment. You don't have a right to free speech anymore. You know, just get rid of it. Just, you know, we'll just enforce it when we feel like it, I guess. You know, I like this guy. Okay, so you can have your First Amendment, but you can't have your Second Amendment. I don't like Texas over there, so they can't have this. It's not the way it's supposed to be. And if we lose our republic, then we lost everything that these people have fought for years ago, called our founding fathers, that pledged their lives, their fortune, their sacred honor, their families, their farms. They gave up everything to give you freedom. Okay? To give you freedom. Well, there was no black people there. They weren't at the table. Listen, man, those arguments there have been worked out throughout history, okay? Nothing's perfect when it starts, okay? Only God is perfect. We're not perfect. So, you know, the point of it is that the Constitution, this document that we have, is the greatest document that governs the world, the best the world has ever seen. Let's put it that way. We're the best system, whether you hate America or you love it, we are the best system of government that the world has ever seen. And we have flourished to a point that nobody could have possibly imagined except those founders. Like I was just saying on that show, the founders foresaw these problems happening. That's why they wrote the darn document, because it gave us a way out to fix it. But we think that if we brush it underneath the rug and, you know, we just, I'm too old right now. I'm 80 years old. What am I going to do? You know, I fought my fight. You know, or I'm too young. I'm too stupid. I don't know better. Or I'm too busy. I have to go to work tomorrow morning. Or that's not going to fly anymore. You got to get off the fence. It's time's up. There's no more. Time is up. We lose this. I'm going to tell you, mark my words on this podcast right now. We lose this. If this isn't ratified and justified, if justice does not prevail here, and I know for a fact that Trump is supposed to be president. He won the election, and most of my callers know that Trump should have won. If he doesn't sit in that White House for the next 4 years, then this country is done, completely done. And there's no point in even debating it. There's no point in doing podcast shows, no more talking about it, except if you want to bitch and complain and just talk about, you know, them, you know, whatever. It's done. We have no more system, no more republic. And that's just the way it is. I mean, it's a fact. We've been talking about it for years. But I'm going to take my next caller here, 203. Go ahead. You're on.
I guess I finally got it working. But you're right on that latter point. We're done if it doesn't prevail. But I think it will. But the sixth of January is going to tell you and everyone else who the patriots are in the Senate and who the criminals are. The ones that refuse to object, they're the criminals. I hear that the mayor of D.C. is also banning firearms from D.C. on that date. Not rifles, just firearms, because they're expecting trouble. Now, they didn't ban ropes, and they didn't ban trees or light posts, so I don't know what they're going to do about that, because when enough people get pissed off, you don't need a rifle to do what you need to do. They didn't years ago. But you're right. Like the other gentleman said on the other podcast, there's been fraud going back into the 1800s and probably before that. And when the Democrats want to do away with the Electoral College, when they want to have this mail-in voting, when they code Democratic ballots and Republican ballots differently, so the machines read them differently, you know there's fraud. When they run 100 ballots for Biden and 100 ballots for Trump through the same machine, and Biden comes out with 126, you know there's something wrong. When people tell you that they can sit outside of these centers in D.C. where they counted these votes, and they can Wi-Fi into a thermostat, a Wi-Fi thermostat on the wall, and connect to a voting machine, you know that something's wrong. So it's all these things, and there has to be a fairer way. I think everything will prevail in the end, and I'm hoping for the best too. And I think that not only will you find out who your patriots are and who your criminals are on the 6th, but what Trump is doing and the way the process works is that everybody is putting their name down and certifying it. They're putting their life on the lines by saying this is accurate. All it has to be is proven otherwise that they committed fraud by certifying it. And I think that's where it's going.
What do you mean by fraud, where it's going? I'll explain that a little bit. What do you mean by that?
Well, if I vote on this and you certify that I voted on it, and it comes to find out that you lied or you didn't do your homework to certify it properly, then you're negligent in your duties, and that's fraud.
Okay.
When all the people who have to certify the votes, the people who count them, when the mayors of the cities have to certify them, when the governors have to certify them, when Congress has to certify them, and come to find out that fraud has been committed, and it's a well-known fact, like that other gentleman calls it, Helen Keller and Stevie Wonder could see that there's fraud going on here. They're certifying that there hasn't been. So what's going to happen when it's proven that there is? All these people lied.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so they lied. So what happens to them? Because we know Nancy Pelosi's a liar. We know Dianne Feinstein, she's a crook. We know a lot of these. We look. Remember Bernanke there? Can you tell us the banks where the money was? No. Hundreds of banks. You know, access to the Federal Reserve System. Can you tell us what banks? No. You know, that was the bank of bailout.
Right.
why aren't these people in jail?
And if you notice, Trump took the Fed out of it a number of months ago and put the Treasury in place.
That's right. It's all Treasury now. It's all the Treasury. People were making fun of me with that when I said the Federal Reserve. I said the Patriots are now in control of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is no longer in control. Yeah, right. Whatever. I'm still spending money. You don't understand, do you? Do you look at your TV set? Who's creating? Remember years ago, Ben Bernanke. Remember him? Remember Greenspan? Remember every single time there was a money situation, they'd all get up. They were the people that were spokesmen, the Federal Reserve. Guess what? Now it's the Treasury. It's been returned. You know, so that's what I meant by that. You know, so it's been returned.
that's correct. And as I told you a week or so ago, 26 governors are on the People's Liberation Army of donations and supporters of China. They donate and support the PLR of China. And it's most of these Democratic states that are the one that's saying there isn't a problem, and that's where the problem seems to be. They're all on the take. Feinstein had a Chinese spy working for her for 20 years. Look at Swalwell or whatever. He was just on the news. Whatever happened with him? That gets pushed away real quick, huh? Was it Swalwell?
Yeah, he was giving secrets to the Chinese lady there or whatever. He had an affair with her or whatever, and she was a college student or something. She was a spy. Turned out to be a China spy for China. You know,
right. Well, you know, they're all in there spying and everything. But when you deliberately do it like that, and Nunes, you know, he took a bullet, you know, and as soon as you say the word Trump, these left-wing nut jobs, they don't hear a word you're saying after that. If you ask them why, because he's a narcissist. That's all you got? Well, hey, well, you know, because he's a loudmouth. You know, that's all they got. That's all they got.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's insane.
And I agree. I agree. Trump is rude and crude, and he is a loudmouth, and he's boisterous, and he's arrogant. But so what? He's getting things done. He's gotten things done. He's gotten more things done in 4 years with an impeachment than other presidents do in 8 years with just a pen and a phone.
Yeah, but you can't tell that to the liberals, though. You can't tell that to the liberals. We've had them call into this podcast, remember? They'll argue with you. He was a racist. He was a racist. You know, I don't care.
Yeah.
He was a racist. I don't care. I want him out of there, you know?
Yeah, that's what I just said. So when you say Trump, their heads explode, and they hear nothing else. You know, it's like I told you many months or years ago. Trump was on a yacht, and a guy's hat flew into the water. So Trump jumped off the boat and swam and got the guy's hat, and he comes back and gives it to him. He says, yeah, but Trump can't walk on water, or something like that.
Yeah. Well,
I got it wrong, but...
Yeah, well, the thing of it is that they don't understand really, like, for instance, you like when Mark Johnson came on, it's like these people, they don't care about what's really happening. They just don't care. It's like, oh well, what are you gonna do? I mean, I still got to go to work in the morning, you know? No,
that's all
not cares right
about.
It's not about that anymore.
All for free. All for free.
Yeah. Well, they want it all for free, exactly.
I want my reparations. I want what's due my great-great-great-grandmother.
Yep. Yeah. It's
sad.
I
think
this is really the final call, what's happening here. I think this is the final curtain for everything. I really
do. Well, I don't think it's the final curtain, but I think you're right, it's about the final call. But... I'm kind of saying that everything's going to work out because it usually does, but we see the left wing. Pelosi reelected herself again as Speaker of the House. So if they get rid of Trump and Pence or whatever, doesn't she become acting president or something like that? So listen, they got a big plan worked out here. Listen, they impeached Trump over a phone call he made to Russia. Because he was talking about corruption with Biden. They impeached him over that. Come to find out that it's the truth. Biden, and you don't have to take my word for it. Biden said it himself on TV. I said, you fire that guy that's investigating my son, and you're not getting $1 billion. He said it on TV 2 months ago. We got the biggest election fraud system that you've ever known. And Pelosi confirmed it. It doesn't matter if Trump gets more votes. Biden's going to win anyway.
But the question of it is that when they pull this, see, the game, though, has been rigged for a long time, like you said, but now they've all got the pieces together where now they can finally control everybody. You know, through their health care, through their it's all been systematically done through as years and years have gone on. Now, people have been shouting, this is the end, this is the end, for years now. And people say, nothing's going to happen. But now it's to the point where they've got the 5G networks up there. They've got the health care locked down. I mean, that Obamacare right there, you know, if you read that law, you're fined if you don't buy the insurance they tell you to buy. But that was taken out.
Yeah, right. Well, Trump did away with that.
Yeah, but it's going to come back, though. They're going to put it back in, you know.
Oh, of course they are.
That's the thing.
Did you look at the video I sent you about Catherine Fitz?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know if there's nanobots in these vaccines or not. You don't know if this first injection is just setting you up with 5G. You don't know that. And given these people, they'll do anything to remain in power.
Well, that's right. Well, they believe they're going to live forever. That's why. They believe that they're going to live forever.
That's basically what she said. She said 150 or so, like that, and then all people are dying at 40 and 50 or whatever, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I mean, I read it on the other show, the NSM platform, the education, what they're going to be teaching for the education there. I read that all out. The policy was it right here. This is it right here. What's out? This is what they're going to be teaching your kids. The Pledge of Allegiance, out. The American flag, out. World War I, out. World War II, out. The Holocaust, including references to Nazis and Jews, communism and socialism, out. The American Revolution, including George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, out. The Civil War, out. The Civil War experience, okay, out. The Iron Age role during World War I and World War II. Response to global conflicts and displaced people since 1945. All that's out. But what's in?
systematic racism in the United States rooted in our founding. That's what they're going to teach our kids. Our founders were racist. How freedom and democracy have included or excluded certain groups throughout our history. Develop a respectful awareness of the LGBTQ plus community. Gender equality and equity. Okay, juvenile justice system and its evaluation on the impact on BIPOC communities. The Reconstruction period, specifically successful efforts to disenfranchise newly freed black Americans, and connecting this history to the persistent discrimination and inequality in the present time. An analysis of the ideology of manifest destiny and its relationship to whiteness, Christianity, and capitalism.
I just got news that a 1776 flag is flying over the White House.
Yeah, right.
Well, hey, listen, that's the news I got, you know. I'm just letting you know.
It's possible. I mean, I don't know who you got it from, but that's possible. I mean, this is the you know, the point that we're trying to make here tonight is that this is coming to a head. Everything is coming to a head now, and all this, you know, and everything will work out in the end, you're saying. Well, that's all well and fine. You know, let's hope it does. Let's hope there's no bloodshed, because I'm not calling for violence. I don't call for violence, and I don't advocate any violence. But I do call for arrests. People need to be arrested,
No. Not, the Constitution doesn't say that, does it? It says when they're doing the things they do and they're acting tyrannical, we have a right to act violently against them.
Well, no, it doesn't say violently. It just says...
Right. Well, I may use the wrong word. To do what we got to do to do what's right, whatever it may be. Whatever force we need to use.
Any force, any necessary means, they say, you know, to remove, a criminal. But, the Constitution, I don't know where you're, to constitute tribunals, inferior, Supreme Court, define, I've got it right here in front of me, but the executive power shall be vested by the President of the United States of America and shall hold his office during the term of 4 years, we know all that. The electors shall meet in their respective states and vote by ballot for two persons, of whom one at least shall not be an inhabitant of the same state with themselves, and they shall make a list of them of all the persons voted for and of the number of votes for each.
Yeah, that's when someone ejects and they have to go back and ponder the situation and vote. Then one state gets a vote. Each state gets one vote.
Yes, which they list, they sign and certify it and transmit sealed to the seat of the government of the United States and direct it to the President of the Senate. And that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing tomorrow, I believe, right? Or no, the election for Georgia is tomorrow, right?
Yes, but Pence is the President of the Senate.
Yes, Pence would be the President of the Senate, right? No, I don't think he would be the President. Does it say he's the President?
The Senate's a Republican. He's the president.
Vote shall be the president of which the number of majority of the vote. So it would be the elect. All right. So the vice president would be the he makes the final decision. That the choice goes to the vice president. Then I don't think he's not the president of the Senate. The majority leader would be the president of the Senate, right? That's what I always thought.
No, he's going to open the votes on the 6th.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, wait a second. Shall be the vice president. Yeah, the vice president. The Senate shall choose from them by ballot the vice president. There you go. Okay. All right. Yeah, the vice president. Okay.
And when they receive an objection to a state's electors, they have to receive a second objection to proceed forward.
Well, they have that already. They've got a number of them, don't they?
we don't have any yet. This is what I'm telling you. You're going to find out who the patriots are and who the criminals are on Thursday. The ones that don't want to do anything, the ones that won't object, those are the criminals.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the greatest document we have, the Constitution. And we are, like I said, a country of laws. And if we don't have laws, then, Congress bans words like mother and men. Come on.
It's
going to
get a lot worse than that.
Well, they're out of control.
It is out of control. And it's from people that don't know that lettuce grows in the ground.
Yeah. Well, phone number
657. No, AOC. She's never seen a garbage disposal before.
Yeah, I know. That's she does that all for an act, for an acting job, but because she was chosen.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. She was a bartender club just a few years ago.
So they say. So they say. I never drank at the bar and saw her. Anybody out there?
Well,
remember?
I haven't been in any bars since 1975, so I wouldn't know either.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the phone number is 657-383-0616. Press the number 1 if you have something to add here. I see Florida on the line here tonight. I don't know if you want to jump in the mix there, Florida. I know you've been on the show here several times. A couple other ones there. They want to stay quiet tonight, maybe, well, probably for good reason. Who knows? But that's fine. But we did simulcast with the Global Patriot Network tonight, and if you missed that, that was pretty good. And they do have a pretty good podcast show, actually. So, and I talked about Podbeam also. What do you think about Podbeam?
You're asking me? You asked me that before.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I'm going to look up tonight for your own server so that people can connect to it. But I don't know about calling. You'd have to work on that. And this way, all these trolls that call in, we'll know where they're calling from.
Yeah, well, that's the key here is tracking down the trolls and who they are, because I mean it's okay once in a while, but it starts getting out of line. And they start, you know, it's like if they don't get their way, they just start pushing, you know, and pushing and pushing and pushing, and then it gets annoying, you know, to a point where
when this vulgarity comes out and these threats against other people that they shouldn't be and things like that, that's too much. But you got to give them credit. But some of them, they wait on hold for so long and they got these big long stories only for a gotcha in the end.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I'll wrap up the podcast here. I don't see anybody else on the phone line here tonight who wants to join in, so that's fine. We'll wrap it up here with the, let's see here, message to the New World Order. Why not? All right. All right, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
God bless the Republic.
Greetings from the Sons of Liberty. We received this communication from the Rogue Nation and Eternal Militia. It is an open letter to the New World Order. You have had control for so many years, played your war games, making money off both sides of the wars, robbing the common citizens of this nation every way we turn, our gas, our food, our utilities, our toys, etc. But the internet has turned out to be your own worst enemy. We know you now. Patriots like myself have researched and found out who you are, where you work, where you eat, where you live, where you play. We watch you every day. We are the guy sitting in the car across the street. We are that new guy who just joined your church or came to work for one of your companies. We live for the day when you will be dealt the same level of evil and cruelty you have been dealing all of humanity. You may know everything about us too, but we don't care. I pray that you try to round me up for one of your FEMA death camps, for you would rather tickle a tiger's ass inside a phone booth than try to take me alive. We fear you not. We may wait on you to make your first move to try to take our liberties, or we may go ahead and strike first and remove you from the face of the earth. All your money and power will not protect you from our vengeance, which we will have very, very soon. You forget there is strength in numbers. You forget there are still American patriots by the millions who will never submit to you or be your slaves. You forget about the 200 million firearms on the streets of America. All you New World Order thugs combined, Blackwater, the brainwashed military, the thug jackbooted cops, FEMA stormtroopers, United Nations peacekeepers, cannot even come close to defeating us. You will make your last and stupid mistake when you declare martial law and try to round us up. But we will fight to the death and take you with us. You should never sleep easy, for you never know when you may wake up in the middle of the night with a Colombian necktie and us standing over you, laughing, while you take your last breath and when we the people take this nation back from your evil grip. We will hunt you to the ends of the earth and shoot you down like mangy dogs. Sweet dreams, motherfuckers. That communication came in from a sniper. I suggest you think about what the fuck you're doing to our goddamn country. Now, a message from the Sons of Liberty concerning the New World Order.
All right, everybody, we'll wrap it up with this
Thomas
one.
Jefferson, Samuel Adams, First Chief Justice John Jay. Names synonymous with the spirit of our country. Founding fathers of the USA. Over 200 years ago, they shook off the chains of tyranny from Great Britain by divine call. Citing 27 biblical violations, they wrote the Declaration of Independence with liberty and justice for all. But something happened since Jefferson called the Bible the cornerstone for American liberty, then put it in our schools as a light. Or since Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, Patrick Henry said, our country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We eliminated God from the equation of American life, thus eliminating the reason this nation first began. From beyond the grave, I hear the voices of our founding fathers plead, you need God in America again. Of the 55 men who formed the Constitution, 52 were active members of their church. Founding fathers like Noah Webster, who wrote the first dictionary, could literally quote the Bible chapter and verse. James Madison said, we've staked our future and our ability to follow the Ten Commandments with all our heart. These men believed you couldn't even call yourself an American if you subvert the Word of God. In his farewell address, Washington said, you can't have national morality apart from religious principle, and it's true. Because right now we have nearly 150,000 kids carrying guns to these war zones we call public schools. In the 40s and 50s, student problems were chewing gum and talking. In the 90s, rape and murder are the trend. The only way this nation can even hope to last this decade is put God in America again.
The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for our country is Him. If we repent of our ways, stand firm and say, we need God in America again.
Abe Lincoln said the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. So when you eliminate the Word of God from the classroom and politics, you eliminate the nation that Word protects. America is now number one in teen pregnancy and violent crime, number one in illiteracy, drug use, and divorce. Every day a new Holocaust of 5,000 unborn die, while pornography floods our streets like open sewers. America's dead and dying hand is on the threshold of the church, while the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah vexes us all. When it gets to the point where people would rather come out of the closet than clean it, it's the sign that judgment of God is going to fall. If there's ever been a time to rise up, church, it's now. And as the blood-bought saints of the living God proclaim, that it's time to sound the alarm from the church house to the White House and say, we want God in America again. America to stand up and proclaim that one nation under God is our demand, and send this evil lifestyle back to Satan where it came from, and let the Word of God revive our dying land. For Jesus Christ is coming back again in all His glory, and every eye shall see Him on that day. That's why a new anointing of God's power is coming on us, to boldly tell the world you must be saved. Because astrology won't save you. Your horoscope won't save you. The Bible says these things are all a farce. If you're born again, you don't need to look to the stars for your answers. Because you can look to the very one who made those stars. History tells us time and time again, to live like there's no God makes you a fool. If you want to see kids live right, stop handing out condoms. And start handing out the Word of God in school. The only hope for America.
everybody. God bless the Republic. Down with the New World Order. Understanding the times in which you live today.